Backwards TV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah.
I had to dig in the crate on this shit. Y'all already know what it is.
DopeBoysMusic.com.
I'm at the crib with his wife, and I'm fresh from the city to the Nike. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spice. See the church girl tight, but I know she getting nasty. Freak in the bedroom and pub, she be classy. She good, she straight fucking in the back seat. Straight back shot, she running like a track. I'm from Plainfield, I'm hood, never classy, baby. Like poop on a newborn, I'm nasty, baby. Come and hop on a stick, girl, I drive you crazy. Had your shit wet, you would think I bagged the Navy. What's
vibes, yo. Shout outs to everybody in the building. Y'all already know where the fuck you at. Backwoods TV, home of the independent artists, home of the independent business owners. Hey, yo, I've been talking about it all week. I've been posting all week. Yo, it's finally here, yo. We officially in Plainfield. This is the Plainfield fucking takeover. Before I go ahead and start this show, yo, I want to give a shout out to my whole For the Record fam. Block Geyser, Kush, you already know, Haiti the Great, Dev Lino, you already know the whole squad, we lit. Shout out to Paul, y'all hear the commercial later on. He'll come on and give y'all some info on how y'all can tap in with him. Shout out to Paulie on that. But before I start the show, we're going to do it a little different today. We've been having a lot of death in my town, and that's what led to me putting this show together, and a lot of unfortunate shit going on, so... We're going to take a second, a good 10 seconds, to actually give a moment of silence for those that was lost over this last 2 years, last few years, actually. Hey, amen. That's how we do it, man. Yo, shout-outs to my – yo, I had to bring my boy through, yo, no cap. My boy been around me since high school, yo. This nigga knows music. He has an ear for music. He's the most loved but most fucking hated. And this is why he's my fucking dude. So I'm going to introduce my co-host for tonight before we jump into the show. Hey, yo, my nigga, what it do? Call and state your name, where you from, and what it do?
Yo, this motherfucking Chuck E, nigga. Y'all know who the fuck it is.
Hey.
I don't usually get too much hate. That should usually be minimal. You know, that should usually be from, like, small motherfuckers. That shit don't add up to nothing.
Amen.
What's going on?
I'm chilling, bro. Yo, first and foremost, yo, thank you for coming through and tapping in with the Plainfield Takeover. Yo, we got a show tonight, bro.
I can't not do nothing mentioning Plainfield. If it's mentioning Plainfield, I got to be there. That's all up in me. That's all up
mandatory.
In me.
Mandatory. Yo, call us. Do not hang up. Y'all already know my motto for the people just tuning in. Once 10 o'clock hit, if you on the lines and you hang up, you cannot call back. The line shut down, so keep your ass on the line. I got some great talent for y'all tonight. I got a great co-host with me tonight. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. We going into Friday, the weekend, pay week for everybody, so talk the fuck in.
For the record, shout out to Backwoods TV too, man. Shout out, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, yes, sir. Once again, Chuck, thanks for coming through, bro. Before we jump into these interviews, yo, I just got a question or two for you, brother, man. You know, because the people All right. who just tuning in, I want them to be able to know what you're about and what you do. Hey, yo, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself before I get into this question.
I do a whole lot of nothing that add up to a bunch of something. I don't know how that shit add up. It just do. I just be doing shit. I don't got no title.
No cap, yo. If there's music going on in Plainfield, this nigga is in the middle of everything. I promise you that now. That's why.
That's
great to bring him.
Yeah, that's for the.
That's my
grandmother and my family fault. That's who that fault is. And it's because, you know, Plainfield, the home of the funk. We ain't got no choice but to get funky. It's literally the home of the funk. Literally. You know what I'm saying? So
talk your
we ain't
shit.
Got no choice but to get I'm in love with music. Like I'm in love with music. So that should just be for the love of the music. Like I'm in love with music. I just wanna hear music all the time. For nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, yo. So my question to you is, yo, before we start these interviews, what made you get into jumping into the music and kind of knowing that sound and being able to work with multiple people and, you know, help them to get to that, get their craft where they wanted to be? Yo, how was that for you?
My personality matching what I love. So I'm a people person, right? So, and I be thinking I know everything sometimes and shit, but we ain't gonna talk about that part. I'm a people person, plus I love music, right? Now, if it wasn't no talent from, then I wouldn't be. I don't know though. Years just went by. Like years just went by, and it just I looked up one day and I was like, oh shit. I just don't feel like work. It just be love. I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? One artist
yeah.
called me. Yo, holler at me about this song. All right. Another artist called me. Oh, holler at me about this song. It just builds up like that over time. But it really started from me recognizing the talent and then just telling motherfuckers. I ain't scared to tell motherfuckers. You know how people don't come. They ain't out yet, so they don't want to hear about it. I'm the nigga that's going to be like, yo, this shit hot. Listen to this. You feel what I'm saying? I'm that nigga. So, yeah, I'm going to recognize
yes, sir.
It for, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yo, so Chuck, yo, we got a good show, bro. You already know what I came
show.
To do tonight. You know what I came to do tonight, brother, man. I came to unite the city. I got some talent in the building. Not correction. We got some talent in the building, sir.
Exactly.
We about to go ahead and jump into this first interview. You already know, Chuck, you can feel free to ask any questions to the artist. Pertaining to whatever you want to do, as long as they're not uncomfortable. We got a model on here. We try not to make nobody feel uncomfortable. We want everybody to feel comfortable, so we don't ask out-of-pocket questions unless they just on some complete nigga shit.
Yeah, you know, so, you already know I'm a people person, so everything I ask is going to be straight-up positive.
Yes, sir. That's the greatest thing about it. Yo, we're going to go ahead and jump into my first guest. Hey, yo, my first guest tonight, yo, I tapped into him one time about the show. He done followed me on the show. He been on in my inbox every day this week letting me know what's up, keeping me updated on the show. He hardworking. He hungry. He motivated. So with that said, we're going to bring our first caller on. Yo, caller, state your name and where you from and what you do.
Yo, yo, what's good? This Alvito, 600 block, Eastern, Plainfield. Y'all know what's up.
Yes, sir. Chuck, you already know what time it is, bro. I done had CTK on this show, so you already know when I hear that 700, I get excited. Because I already know what they're coming to the show to do.
Oh, it's different, yo.
A
CTK stream is 700.
This is what I'm saying, bro. I already know when them 700 boys come, free Blue, though. Shout out to Blue. Free Blue, though, yo. For real, for real.
Definitely shout out to Blue.
Absolutely. Yo, we going to go ahead and jump straight into, yo, Doug. I mean, I'm sorry about that. Vito, yo, I thank you for coming to the show, and thanks for tapping in with me all week because you've been on it. And I love to see hungry artists and hungry people. So thank you for tapping in with us and, you know, rocking with the movement.
Appreciate it, y'all. I appreciate the opportunity. Same. Chucky was good. Was good. I'm hungry, yo. I got some vibes. You know the vibes, man. I got some good shit going on as far as the music. My first tape already out. Destiny Part 1, Alvito. That's it. It's available on all major platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever you can find music at, you can type in Alvito. You can even ask Siri, like, yo, play some Alvito. It's going to start rocking.
Talk your shit,
no
my
cap.
Nigga. This is what I like. This is exactly
no
what I like.
Hey, yo.
Talk
I
your
never,
shit,
hey,
yo.
Hey, yo. I ain't never heard a motherfucker say you can even ask Siri. Damn.
Nah, real shit.
Hey, yo, real shit. Energy, bro. Energy. He said, ask Siri. I don't even fuck with her, but I'm about to do that now. Just because.
I'll be fucking her.
It's going to work. It's going to work. What's up, though, man? Y'all talk to me, man.
Hey, yo. First off, before we jump into your interview, bro, I tapped into the first Destiny. Yo, that shit dope. I do my research before I get my guests. I tapped into Destiny, bro. I'm looking forward to that part, too.
I appreciate that, yo. Destiny Part 1 was a work in progress, man. I had stopped doing music for a minute, was doing bids and all that type of shit in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't focused, you know what I mean? I came home this last bid, 2018, and I'm like, yo, man, I got to do something with it. And I came out with Destiny Part 1, and that shit classic. For everybody who never heard me, go tap into Alvito Destiny. I promise you're going to love that shit.
Yo, so what we going to do, yo, Chuck, I'm going to give you the honor, bro, because you my guest co-host. I'm going to let you jump off the first question and go ahead and ask Vito something about what he got going on. The floor is yours, brother, man.
Alvito.
What's good?
EV, what's going on, player? The first thing I want to ask you is, what is your own personal favorite song of yours?
Own personal favorite song? That's kind of hard because I got some bangers, man.
I ain't worried about the song that you think people love. I'm talking about your own personal favorite, your own shit that you like. Damn, I did this shit.
I got this song called Voices Part 1. You know what I mean? It's special to me because I was keeping it so real on that track, you know what I'm saying? I had just lost my uncle on my birthday, R.I.P. Uncle Kevin. I just lost him on my birthday, and, you know, I was in the writing process, you know, trying to get through Destiny Part 1, and I was on the beat for that one, Voices Part 1, and I started talking some real shit. That's one of my personal favorites because from beginning to end, I was able to be me 1,000%. I am on every song, but that one was just special, unique to me. You know what I mean? The things I was talking about.
Okay, that's on Destiny Part One.
Yeah, Voices Part One is on Destiny Part One.
All right, what track number is that? We gonna plug you all in. What track number is that? We gonna make motherfuckers go listen to the shit. What track number?
I believe number 5. I'll tell you right now.
Oh yeah,
I believe number 5.
When niggas, Simi, when niggas want you to hear something, they make sure they put it in that 3 to 5 range, right?
Yeah, sir.
Hey yo,
yes, sir.
Hold on. Shout out 600 Block. That's number 6. You heard? Shout out 600 Block. That's number 6.
Oh, it's number 6?
Yes,
okay.
I got
one more question for you.
I'm here.
Who's somebody you wanted to work with that you never got a chance to work with?
I don't know if I'm going to be answering the question correctly, but I wanted to work with Flames from Plainfield for a minute.
Okay.
You know? And right
did
here
I
on
the
Destiny
correctly?
2. Say that again?
I said, yeah, you answered that correctly. You wanted to work with Flames?
Yeah. I wanted to work with Flames, and I had worked with him. I had been around him, you know, in the streets, shit like that, but I ain't never worked with him musically, and I've been a fan of his for a minute, you know what I mean? Just his work ethic and everything of that nature. But this project right here, I don't have him as a feature. He was my engineer on two of my songs, you know what I mean? Which is even more special because I got him on the productive side versus just being an artist, you know what I mean?
But you want a verse from Flames. Hey, yo, Flames, real quick. Flames, since we talking about Flames, Flames is like, I could be tripping. Flames got to be like the super duper veteran of everybody that's rapping.
I'm saying, I'm giving them salute. Shout out Flames, Mike Larry, a couple niggas that I look up to. Shout out Flames, shout out Mike.
Mike, them niggas been rapping since. Them niggas been rapping so long that they been rapping so long that they just good as hell from the door.
Yeah. I agree. Definitely Mike, definitely Flames, you know what I'm saying? But,
hey yo.
Yeah.
With that said, yo, you know, I know Mike is like a front runner for a lot of the people as far as playing field, but yo, under the radar, yo, if Destiny Part 2, anything like Part 1, yo, him and CTK might be dropping the dopest fucking album I'm about to hear. Oh, yo, I've heard half a CTK album already, and I heard just the first Destiny. So, you know what I mean? These two niggas is acting up, like, and this is what I'm saying, like, this is the reason why I wanted to put this show together tonight, because a lot of people in Plainfield get overlooked. And they don't get the, you know, the attention and media attention that I feel as though they have. Like, and this is what this platform is an outlook and basically a place where I got constant people everywhere from around the world: California, North Carolina, Atlanta, Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, you know, et cetera. I got people everywhere listening, so to be able to help y'all get that news out is amazing. But my question for you, Vito, before I give you a chance to shout your social media out, how everybody can tap in with you, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into your song. But my question to you is, Chuck, you kind of hit the hammer on the nail because you asked both questions that I really wanted to ask them. So I'm freestyling this one right here. Vito, like, I noticed, like, you work a lot. And you be on your shit, but you not out there like that. Is there a reason why you feel like people need to listen to this part two for Destiny? I heard part one. I already know the answer I'm about to get, but I want the people to hear this answer I'm about to get. Yo, what is your expectations and what do you expect everybody, you know, the success of Destiny 2 to be? And how do you look to perceive it?
Listen, part one was personal, you know what I'm saying? Part one was for me. I ain't do that for no fans. I ain't do it for no clout, you know what I'm saying? I did it for me. I owe that to myself, you know what I mean? So now moving forward to part two, now it's I can focus on, now I got fans. Now I got people who like this song or like this project, and they want to see me move forward. So now I'm motivated by something different. You know what I'm saying? Now I done got the me out of the way, the selfish part out of the way, and now I'm ready to give to the people, you know what I mean? And that comes with visuals, you know what I mean, videos and all of that. I mean, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to let the people. And, you know, just to be more open, you know what I mean? Part one was like bars and it was hard, you know what I mean? The girls don't really want to ride around listening to that type of, you know what I mean? But on part two, I was able to tap into the women, tap into, you know what I mean, a little bit more of a fun side of me type thing, you know what I mean? That's what I'm giving on part two. It's more artistic. I feel as though part two is way more artistic. I was way more relaxed on part two, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, bro. Yo, for the people who tuning in, do not hang up. Do not to as many callers as I can. I got guests set up. I got a hell of a show for y'all. You just gotta sit and be patient with me. I'm gonna work the best. For the people that's tuning in, tell a friend, tap in and call 929-477-425. We 7 days a week, 6 different hosts. We lit all week long. So, yo, Vito, like, I look forward to actually tapping in with you more, and I'm going to actually set you up when Destiny 2 drops. I would like to bring you back to the show and throw you a release party on the show, basically, and allow you to unveil your project on my show. And I'm going to give you a whole hour and a half to tap in, have people tap in with you. You already know the vibes. I'm here to promote everybody's projects. If you have anything coming out, you know, you already know. That's for the people listening as well. You know, that's for my co-host Chuck as well, for people that you know as well. You know, if you have projects dropping, Vito, I definitely want to bring you back and have you tap in because I got so many guests tonight, I'm not able to really tap in the way I want to with you, but I wanted to get a chance to get to know you a little more as far as musically and get the chance for the people to know you a little more and know exactly what you're about. So I'm going to give you a chance to tap in and shout out your social media, and I got one last question for you.
I'm here.
Tell the people how they can find your music and what you got going on.
All right, for right now, I got Destiny Part 1. You can find that on YouTube. You know, any of the songs you can look up, PNM Freestyle, Poetry, that's on YouTube, iTunes, Apple Music. You can put in El Vito, Destiny. Like I said earlier, you can even ask Siri. Yo, hey Siri, play El Vito, Destiny. It's going to start rocking for you, you know what I mean? I'm on Spotify. I'm on iHeartRadio, TikTok, Pandora, anywhere music is streamed, I'm on there, you know what I'm saying? Major platforms, though, like not that Piff or nothing like that, you feel me? All major platforms, yeah. We trying to get the bag, you feel me? I got Destiny Part 2 coming before the end of the summer. That means like by like the second week of August, that'll be available. My social media right now, Facebook, El Vito, ELVITO, you feel me? Big Vito, where I come from. I got my Instagram, Rich is a Mind State. Rich is a Mind State. Those are two I'm rocking with right now. I ain't promoting nothing else right now.
Okay. Yo, I got one last question for you, bro. You know what this song right here is?
I got it.
Forgotten.
Yeah. I'm so Jersey. That's Lil Thing. That's off Destiny Part 2. That's off Part 2. That's Lil Thing.
Hey. Yes, sir.
That's
hey,
Lil
yo,
Thing.
I want
to tease that like that. I want to hear something.
Nah, we about to drop that, Chuck. Hey, yo, I want to thank you, Vito. I want to thank you for tapping in tonight, bro. You family on the show. Anytime you got music to put out or you want it to be heard, you already know your family here. Bring it to Backwoods TV for the record radio. We got you here. Yo, Flock Guys, you already know what the shit is. Drop that bitch.
I got it.
Forgotten.
Yeah. I'm so Jersey, so Jersey.
I say every little thing she do, yeah, it really make me ooh. I say really put me in that mood. A blue pill I take two. My gang litty, little homie swing through. A black king, a black hoop, I'm like Bruce. I'm knocking bitches out the park, I'm Beirut. If I was you, I'd hate me too. I'm just a winner, they expecting me to lose. The F and N like a nigga out of shoes. And she gon' suck it like she got something to prove. I'm underrated in the stars, I'm like the moon. Ooh, I said I can't fall off, nigga. I'm so boss, I'm a young trap lord. Nailing bitches to the cross. Pour a two into a four. Pop a perk, I'm taking off. Set my feelings on Mars. El Vito, he a star. Like a Super Saiyan God. Slam dunking in the garden. I'm from Jersey, got that water. I could cover any order. Ride a slaughter to your daughter. Leave her early in the morning. I could pull up on you, shorty. If you want it, if you want it. On gang 600. Big man flying spur, Tim Duncan. Any block, any lane, like who won it? No cap, bitch, I'm hotter than the summer. Bullets rain, niggas talk umbrellas. No bricks, no gas for you niggas. Big Glock ski mask for you niggas. I graduated, skip class on you niggas. Soft touch off the glass for you niggas. I'm feeling bad for you niggas. To the bag getting bigger. Black Mamba, I deliver. Through the snakes, even slither. Eat a rat, call it dinner. Said I'm channeling my inner. Yeah. Said I'm channeling my inner, nigga. They said I'm channeling my inner. I'm so bossy. Yeah, I'm so bossy, so bossy. Can't keep these hoes off me. Can't keep these hoes off me. I say every little thing she do, yeah, it really make me ooh. I say you really put me in that mood. A blue pill I take two. My gang litty, little homie swing through. A black king, a black coupe, I'm like Bruce. I'm knocking bitches out the park, I'm Beirut. If I was you, I'd hate me too. Yeah.
Y'all already know the fucking vibe. That was my boy El Vito. You already know the shit. Destiny 2 coming out real soon. Y'all go tap in with Destiny Part 1. We in the building. I got my special guest co-host Chucky in the building. Chuck, where it is? What up, my nigga?
That nigga said soft touch off the glass.
Hey. Yeah, bro.
I heard him soft touch off the glass.
We bring a hit, yo. So, yo, we ran a little long on the interview. Callers, do not hang up. If we got to go overtime, you already know the motto with Backwoods TV. Spark that shit up. We rolling another one. We in here overtime. Do not hang up at 10 o'clock. If you hang up after 10, you will not be able to call back. Do not hang up. Yo, Chuck, we going to keep this energy going, my guy. We going to go ahead and get into our next guest. Hey, yo, my next guest. He making moves, bro. He was just on Bill and Reese the comedian show Tuesday. He out here making music. He bodying shit, my nigga. Like no cat. Like call it. State your name and where you from and what you do.
Yeah, this drug man. I'm saying Second Street High East Side. I mean Plainfield. Shut. I mean, what's up? I'm easy on it, man. You know what I'm saying? Working. I mean, appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Feel me? I like what I hear so far. You know what I mean? And let's get to it and shit.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Absolutely, my guy. First and foremost, on behalf of me and Chucky, I want to thank you for coming to Backwoods TV. I know you're a busy man. You've been working, brother, man. It's an honor to have you tap in and support this movement. This is the Plainfield Save the City edition. We trying to get everybody united. You know, this is what it's about. This is the culture right here. So I want to thank you right now for coming on the show and tapping in with me and Chucky. That's first and foremost. Go ahead and tell the people social media and a little bit about what you do and where they can find your music at.
I mean, social media, I'm rocking on Instagram right now. At Jugga Second Street, know what I mean? Page ain't private. Y'all go there, check me out. Feel me? You could check some of my joints out on SoundCloud. You can check me out on YouTube. I got a couple features coming. I got a couple features out right now. I got a couple more features coming. I mean, I got my first solo project, you know what I mean, dropping in November. Feel me? So be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? I got 10 songs on there. I'm dropping 10 videos for 10 weeks straight. So, you know what I mean, that's called Jug Season. So be looking out for that. And I'm saying November, real trap vibes, you know what I mean, for my niggas outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My boy, Jugger Man in the building. Yo, shout out to Plainfield. Shout out to Second Street. Y'all already know I'm from Leland Gardens. I was on Second all the time. Shout out to Second. That's home
turf,
away from home.
Man.
You already know the shit. Hey, yo, Chuck, you already know the vibe. You my co-host, my guest co-host. I'm going to go ahead and open the floor up to you to ask the first two questions. You got the floor, brother.
Hey, yo, Jug.
Yo.
I heard you say Second Street and shit. You got any joints with my boy Wacky?
Yeah, man. I mean, go on YouTube, check out that video. Bottom line, you feel me? Me and Wacky on there acting crazy, free Wacky Jordan. You feel me? I just got off the phone with him not too long ago.
Yeah. I was just about to say free my boy. You know what I'm saying? Free him. That boy's serious.
Wacky, man. His pen game crazy, man.
Your first his
pen
game,
his sound
is crazy.
Lot of rappers can't hang with Wacky, man.
Wacky is my baby mother, cousin and shit, actually. The first time I heard that,
man, you
rap,
know, just all, you know, all reality,
heard
Wacky,
in the backyard.
Wacky the youngest artist out, man. He the youngest hardest out, man. He the youngest in charge.
Wacky series. Hey, you said your first project coming out, your solo project. What's the name of it? And when is this
called
to come
Jug
out?
It's called Jug Season. It's going to drop on November 3rd. I'm going to start rolling. I'm going to roll the first video out on Halloween. You feel me? And for 10 weeks straight, I'm going to drop 10 videos. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's the day after my birthday. You're a good man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got five shot ready and edited right now, you feel me? And these quality videos too. These ain't no studio performance videos. These is all quality videos, and I'm saying I'm dropping it, you know what I mean, set my foot in this shit the way I need to come in the game. I mean,
you got the clip loaded.
Yeah, I'm loaded, man. I've been doing this rap shit forever. I just started taking it serious though, you know what I'm saying? Once I came home and shit, like, you know what I mean? I gotta take this shit serious, man.
Yeah, you the second man said they took the shit serious when they came home.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. I'm gonna start some artist and development shit, and I'm gonna start making niggas do bids. So then when they come home, they be dead serious about this shit.
Nah, you want to know what happens? It's just like, yo, when you got that time to think. Locked up, you see so many talented people that's never coming home. It's like, man, I got to do this shit for them. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We've been at Cypher's 2-3 hours through the night, niggas spitting crazy shit that's never coming home. You feel me? So it's like, I gotta do it for them. You feel me? More than myself, I gotta capitalize on my talent and my opportunity, you feel me, and make this shit shake for real, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying, I needed that time away, get my mind right, and just get focused, because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you be out here moving 100 miles an hour, especially when you outside for real, especially when you in the streets doing what you do, but, you feel me, you still gotta lock in and focus on the important shit, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I just want to give one small little correction. You didn't need that time away, but what you did was you used it for something positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't need it away. Because long time you can't get that back, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely utilized it, you know what I'm saying, the best way you could, you know what I'm saying, due to the circumstances, you feel me?
Yes, sir. And, yo, you know, my input on that, I had a lot of really talented friends, and when I was living out in California on the West Coast, I met a lot of talented artists and people that could rap. And most of them never got to see that dream happened because most of them went down for life sentences, 30 years, football numbers. So to hear, you know, I don't necessarily I agree with Chuck, but, you know, necessarily I don't think – I think the mentality of people that's incarcerated is they have time to think, and, you know, sometimes music is what get a lot of people through their day. I know that's how I get through my days at work, my headphone on, my music. You know what I mean? Music is a powerful essence, element like that can really empower you. So my question to you, my final question, one of my two questions to you, Jug, would be in the next 3 years with all the accomplishments that you have so far and what you've accomplished so far and the moves you've been making, where do you hope to see yourself in the next 3 years, and what do you think you can do to get yourself there?
Oh man, the next 3 years, it's up, bro. Like, I'm talking, man, next year is up. Like, the next 3 years, man, generational wealth off this music shit, nah, man. That's what I see, you feel me? That's the only thing I see. That's the only option, you know what I'm saying? All I got to do is, you know what I'm saying, stay out that building and supply this music I know I could supply, you know what I'm saying, and keep networking and keep meeting connections, keep meeting good people, letting off good energy and just keep working, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people know me for different shit, you feel me? I'm just getting that, oh, he's a rapper,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a rapper type of people look at me like a rapper now, you feel me? That took a long time for people to stop looking at me the way they used to look at me. So now that I got that, you feel me, I got people checking for me, you know what I'm saying? I gotta do what I need to do, you feel me, to put myself in the position, because it's really up to me, and it's really up to every artist, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, your fate is in your hands. The quicker you realize that is the quicker, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get shit rolling and shit going, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, be your own, if you don't got a team, be your own manager, be your own publicist, be your own promoter, be, you know what I'm saying? And soon, the people close to you will follow. You just gotta show people you serious and 100% locked in, because you can't expect for the people that love you and know you to lock in with you if you not locked in, you know what I'm saying? So you got people that believe in you, you know, show them this what you want to do, you know, and everything gonna fall in line, man. And I 100% wholeheartedly believe in that.
Yes, sir, bro. Like, yo, honestly, yo, we need more of you out there, like, for real, and that's on behalf of me and Stucky and for the record and Backwoods TV. Like, we need more of your energy out there. And hopefully, you know, somebody that's listening to this show, a caller or just somebody that hit the link listening to this show, is able to take something from them strong, powerful words that not only yourself just gave El Vito before you, because a lot of guests that I deal with that come home from incarceration and they, you know, they focus beyond belief. And I'm one of them people, like, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, maybe, you know, certain things happen for that reason. I have fucked up shit that done, you know, led to where we are today, and, you know, I'm absolutely proud of it. So, you know, you should pat yourself on the back, Jug, and actually, you know, keep yourself where you're at and keep focused, because I see good shit, and we speak everything into existence on my station. You know what I mean? So I thank you first and foremost for tapping in. I know you a busy man. I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out and where the people can find you at and what you got going on. Then I got one final question for you.
I bet. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, the Instagram is Jugga Second Street Tapping. I mean, I got 5 previews of videos you can see on there. You feel me? You can find me on SoundCloud. I got my group mixtape out right now, and I mean, shout out to Money Mob. That's me, Billy Green, and CO2. We got an album out, you know what I'm saying, that doing great numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm dropping November 3rd, Jug Season, you feel me? 10 videos in 10 weeks, so y'all going to see me close the year out strong and start the new year off strong, you feel me? The only way it's supposed to go, you know what I'm saying? So tap in. I got some features on YouTube, you feel me? Me and Wavy Double got a joint on there called Spinning. That's going crazy right now. I'm saying me and Wavy Jordan got 2 joints out. We got From the Start, you feel me? And we also got Bottom Line, you feel me? All them joints going crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? So tap in with me, man, you feel me? Like, authentic, everything real, nothing made up. Anything I say in my songs, I either did, seen niggas do, or will do. You feel me? It's no filler in my shit. I don't claim to be who I'm not. You feel me? I'm not in my room making up no imaginary shit. You feel me? And that's why my shit sound like that, because everything I say is real.
Yes, sir, bro. Respect, my guy. Respect. And that's what it's about here on Backwoods TV. Callers, do not hang up. I still got 3 incredible guests left for y'all and the shitload of energy we going to put out. So, yo, first and foremost, on behalf of me and Chucky, Backwoods TV, for the record radio, everything that was just said is flop guys are approved. And I want to thank Juggerman for coming on here and taking time out of his day. And I got one last question for you, my guy. So you know what this is right here?
Gang.
Say that again.
Yo, Plock, hold on. We having a quick moment, having a little difficulty. We gonna have him run that back. Yo, Gang, drop that for me. Yo, we having some technical difficulties. I'm not sure what's going on. Give me a sec. Give me 1 second. We having some technical difficulties. Hey, yo. But anyway, bro, that energy you putting out is ridiculous. I look forward to seeing what you got going on. My apologies on the technical difficulties. We still about to keep.
There ain't no problem, man. You can't rush greatness, man.
Absolutely. Let me know, actually, when you drop the project. Cause like I told El Vito, I definitely allow the artists to come on here and, you know, throw the release parties and shit like that. And we host them. So, you know what I mean? Definitely stop.
That's dope, man. That's dope. You know, I appreciate that. And I'm definitely going to capitalize on that, man. That's love right there, man. That's for the town, man. I like what you're doing right there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, bro, man. I definitely appreciate it. And keep doing your thing. You family on Backwoods TV.
Oh, no, absolutely, man. We family. We locked in.
Hey, yo, matter of fact,
in,
yo, we about to change the energy up completely, yo. Did we, since we having to take, yo, you want to go ahead and spit live for the people, bro?
Oh, yeah, that ain't about nothing, man. Let me see what I got for y'all. I said, Darrell is back up in this motherfucker. I've been home 6 months and ran some laps around you motherfuckers. Robert, that stick like a trucker. Took a couple trips down south. Tell her I'll be ready for the summer. I'm a sucker for a bitch that cook a crack and make a double just like Nipsey. I'm a hustle, need a cheaper, hit my number. Nobody beating my numbers. If they could, then let me know. They getting robbed, that's how I'm coming. How you trying to be a boss, but you ain't never been a runner. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Just bought some brand new choppers. That's what I did with my stimulus. 100 shots plus 100 shots. Simple arithmetic. Dummy, I fucking disappeared because she disappeared when I did my bit. Used to slide on the ops drinking Mad Dog bumping mini men. Now they pretend they don't like my music when they hear my shit. And I've been fly since Ed Hardy. And I got love for everybody. But we got in a family to do a Grape Street versus everybody. I mean, something life, y'all. I mean. Jug Man, tap in,
Jug
Season, November 3rd.
Yes, sir. Oh, I ain't need this song, yo. Bro, just body that shit without a beat. Hey, yo, talk to
real
me
quick.
Nice, my nigga.
Real quick. He did that shit real quick, too.
Hey, yo, Jug,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and tap in with your song a little later on in the show. I'm going to go ahead and jump into this commercial, bro. Yo, God
in,
bless my nigga. You keep doing what you're doing. Hey, yo, we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick commercial real quick. We're going to jump into a quick commercial from Paulie. Hey, yo, Flock, give him a quick word from Paulie.
This is Palm Mash TV, and I'm here to talk about my Palm Mash TV show.
if you're an artist that needs some exposure, come no further than here. Everybody at For the Record, or a lot of people anyway, is at my services. And they back me up, so all you need is a program called Zoom and a link from one of your YouTube music videos.
Right now.
And from there, we'll make it happen. So anybody's interested, contact anybody here For the Record, and we'll see what we can do.
Freestyle.
You live.
Yo, y'all already know the fucking vibes. Shout outs to Paul. Y'all already know the shit. Yo, shout outs to Jugger, man. My nigga came through and yo, that's the first time on the show I had somebody really come out and act up like that. So, yo, shout outs to Jugger, man, on that shit. Yo, we having an incredible takeover for Plainfield. Everything stretching a little beyond what it was, but I don't give a fuck. Y'all already know the model. We about to go into overtime. Roll up one and spark one, yo. Chuck E., what did you think about that freestyle before we get into that next guest?
First thing I think is I like the motherfucker, the audacity to be like, hell yeah, right now, nigga, what's up? Wasn't no hesitation to none of that shit. I like that shit. I like that shit. That nigga ready to rap. He ready to rap. That's when a nigga ready to rap. Like, yeah, listen to this, nigga. I'm about to rap right now. I like that shit. I just wanted him to go a little bit longer, but I know we got a show, we got other guests, we got to accommodate and shit like that. So, yeah.
Yes,
I can't wait till November
3rd. Woo, buddy. I mean, neither, yo. Hey, yo, with that said, yo, we keeping this energy going. Yo, shout out to the callers. Callers, do not hang up. I'm trying to run through these last two interviews. We going to go ahead and get into what we got to get into, and we're going to jump to some calls. Hey, yo, my next guest, yo, honestly, it's an honor. Because I've been trying to get this guest on here for the last couple months. This man is a busy man. His music is different. I heard about him from my co-host, Chuck E., and I've been on him, yo, since. I've been trying to get him on the show. It happened today on the Plainfield Takeover. Y'all already know. We're trying to save the city, so this is what we're doing. Call us, state your name and where you from and what you do.
Yo, 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 this ain't Moody. Coming to you from Plainfield, New Jersey. What's up, what's up?
My guy, what's good, Hank?
What's going on with you?
Hey, man, we chilling, bro. We chilling, trying to bring the city together. You know, it's a whole vibe, this show, so I appreciate you tapping in.
Right. No problem. You know the shit. You know I fuck with you.
Absolutely. Hey, yo, Chuck E., you already know the vibes. Yes, we in the building.
What'd you say, y'all?
I said, Chuck E., go ahead and tap in with the guests. You already know we in the building.
All right, we got motherfucking Hank Moody, a.k.a. King Henry 9, a.k.a. Henry M. Gatsby. You know, this nigga got mad names. I call him motherfucking No Genre. Cause you don't know what he about to do. Who got that all in the background like that?
Oh, no,
hey,
I'm about to walk into the smoke shop.
Oh, yeah, that.
You did just say he was a busy man, right?
Yeah, this whole time I've been on the phone and shit. I done went to Home Depot. I done went to motherfucking Walmart. I was gonna tap in. You know what I'm saying? I'm still busy, nigga.
hey, I feel you. Hey, yo, out of all your albums, right, you got Braille, you got 27 Seconds,
yeah.
You got King Henry 9, you got Crown Royal Volume 1. What's your favorite?
I think I'm going to go with King Henry 9 because I feel like that's my most complete album.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. And it's got my favorite song on it so far.
What's your favorite song?
Rearview Mirror.
Oh, my God. That shit is ridiculous. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Y'all go check out Rearview Mirror. That shit is ridiculous.
Hey, yo, before we get into questions, Hey, yo, Hank, go ahead and tap in with the folk and tell them how they can find your music and what you got going on.
Y'all can find me at on Instagram at Hank_Moody. I'm also on Facebook, Hank Moody. My shit is on YouTube. My shit is on all the major platforms, iTunes, Spotify. You can even go on that other shit. That shit. What's that shit when you click the phone and you hear Shazam? I'm on that motherfucker too. Yeah.
Bro, everywhere. Hey, yo, we going to go ahead and change this up. I'm going to go ahead and ask the first two questions to Hank, and then I'm going to go ahead and have Chuck E. ask the final questions, and I'm going to go out with one question for Hank. My first question to you, Hank, yo, since Chuck E. introduced me to your music, yo, your shit is different, bro. Like, what are your influences that made you get to the style that you're at, and how did you get comfortable with it? Because, yo, you have a whole different type of vibe, and I tapped into the whole Crown Royal, and that shit is just an instant classic.
Word, appreciate it, bro. Actually, I listen to a lot of shit. Like, I listen to a whole lot of shit. Like, when I used to go through phases, and my grandfather, he had a lot of he had over like 1,000 CDs and records and shit. I'm saying, so I listen to everything. One of my favorite artists is Prince. I like David Bowie. I listened to a lot of Nirvana when I was in high school. Of course, I like all the rap guys. I mean, Jay-Z, Nas, and shit like that. But I feel like I just take shit from everywhere. And you really want to know what made me start motherfucking switching it up and doing different shit? Because when I first started rapping, I was barring shit to death. Like, I just was on some, yo, my bars got to sound hard. My hooks was ass. I ain't have good cadences, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't good. It was just like all my songs sounded like freestyle. And one day this nigga Chuck come to me and say, yo, you lyrically nice, but yo, you can't make a song good, basically. And that shit made me mad as hell. That ain't what he really said, but he said something like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say what he really said. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say what he really said, but that shit made me mad as hell. And so I just started sharpening my sword and shit. But that,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's that.
And it's always good to have that one person that has that ear outside of what you hear and is able to kind of like, you know, bro, you gotta redo this. Shout outs to my manager, Mills the General, because that's pretty much what he did with the whole part three with me. He just sat in the studio, was like, nah, you can do that better, or yo, you gotta change up how you spit this. It's that having that ex person there to give you that push is always an amazing thing. And like I said, I've known Chuck since we was little, and he's always been one of those with me, like, yo, I know you could do this shit better. So,
yeah.
Blessings to you, because he was able to pass it on.
Real quick, I'm glad you said that, because some artists, they like it, some hate it. Let me just say this for the record. I never really said this out loud. If I come to you and say you're not doing something good, it's because I feel like you can do that shit way better. If I didn't think you was nice at all, I wouldn't say shit to you. That's all I want
Word.
To say.
Absolutely. My second question for you, honestly, would be, and it was a question Chuck asked earlier, but I'm intrigued by you, and because I've heard some of your features. You definitely got some heat with Zeke Lamar. Like, yo, y'all chemistry on songs is absolutely ridiculous. It's like Vince's Kanye and Jigga Man. Like, they when they get together and they work. Like, and that's how it is. My question being to you would be, if you could work with anybody right now out of the town, as far as doing a song with, or even a collaboration project, who do you have in mind for that collaboration?
It's a few niggas that I haven't worked with yet. I want to work with King Draft. I want to work with King Draft. I want to work with Big George. Somebody else. I want to work with Hottie.
My God.
Somebody else.
The Young Jedi.
Alan Hendricks. I want to work with Alan Hendricks, too.
Chris. Hey, yo. Hey, yo, shout out to Hottie, too. Hottie just dropped a motherfucking video called Tall Shadows. That shit hard.
Callers, do not hang up. Y'all tuned in live with Chucky and Timmy Sayonara and my boy Hank Moody in the building. So, yo, do not hang up. We about to go overtime. Y'all already know the fucking motto. Roll one if you got it. Spark it up. We here. We in this bitch. Hank Moody in the building. Y'all already know. Tap in with that Crown Royal. That shit is a fucking classic. Tap the fuck in. I'm going to go ahead and hand the floor over to Chuck for the next two questions, and then I got one final question for you.
All right, man. All right, all right, you got Crown Royal Volume 1 out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Crown Royal Volume 2 coming soon?
I don't know.
You mysterious, ain't you?
It's done. It's done, but I don't know when it's coming.
No, I'm saying so. It's coming soon. It's coming within this year.
Maybe. Maybe if it all work out if it all work out the right way, yeah.
All right. So now that I ask you that, what I don't know if you might not have one yet, but what's your favorite song on Crown Royal Volume 2?
Favorite song on Crown Royal Volume 2. You know what? I can't even say because the track list isn't finalized yet. So it might be on there or it might not be on there. It might be on the next project. So I don't have one yet.
You getting all that shit situated right now? See, that's where you know where you know a motherfucker got songs, but they like I don't even know if this going on here right now.
Yeah, that's how I'm coming right now.
Well, Crown Royal Volume 1 is my favorite album from you and shit. That's my favorite, my personal favorite from you. That one. It's
yeah,
the shortest.
Yeah.
Is that shorter than 27 seconds?
I think they both in the same realm, actually.
Yeah, okay. They both in the same realm, okay. Yeah.
Sir. Hey, yo. It's a whole vibe when you could get two familiar faces in the building and have them shoot the shit, yo. It's always a great thing. Yo, Hank, you don't know how long I waited to be able to get the chance to interview you, brother man. It definitely was an honor. And when you drop Crown Royal 2, make sure I am the first motherfucker you hit up. You can bring that shit to the show. We can throw you a whole show for that. Like, make sure you bring that.
Got
get the same artist opportunity that everybody else tonight has. Yo, when you drop that album, I will shut the whole fucking show down for you.
Well, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. When I if you up here when I have my listening session, I'm definitely inviting you, Brody.
You let me know the time, ain't shit, but I need a trip anyway. This job killing my ass, huh? So I need a trip anyway. So definitely, I'll definitely tap in with you. We planning something to come up there, me and wifey. So I'm going to definitely tap in with you off the cams and shit. We'll definitely shoot the shit on that and get more details.
Yeah, no
doubt. My last thing to you, I want to thank you once again for coming through, bro. I got two more guests. I got to kind of push the interviews through. The whole fucking vibe tonight. Like I said, I know you've been running around Walmart, Home Depot, all these places, bro. Yo, thank you for taking the time out today to tap in with me, and especially thanks to Chuck for tapping in and making sure that happened. So, but I got one last question for you, my guy. You know what this is right here?
Motherfucking
yo.
That's that.
Hey, yo, I'm going to give you the option to go ahead and tell the people what you about to play tonight. You got the floor. It's up to you on what we're going to end this session with.
I'm going to play this. I'm going to play the shit you like. that motherfucking satire. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Backwoods TV, we in here. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Block, my nigga, get ahead and throw that shit out there, yo. This my shit right here. This is in my playlist. Backwoods TV, shout out to Chunky. Hank Moody in the building. Plainfield right, take over.
Yeah.
Let's save the city.
Yo, you niggas lying to yourself. Lying to yourself. Hard on my sleeve, my nigga, but yours is in your wallet. Yours is in your wallet. I go to bank, commando, cause all I do deposit. All I do deposit. I be Tony Hawkin', all I'm doing grinding, all I'm doing grinding. I be Tony Hawkin', all I'm doing grinding. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. Your money fuck a bitch, that's all my niggas ever say. I probably fuck your bitch, that's all my niggas ever say. No one above the cake, that's all my niggas ever say. Frank. I don't laugh, see a small cackle when I come strolling through the bank. Like ha 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 ha, pop some tatted on my face. Joker vibe, Stockholm abroad. Break a mind and then make a mind. Break a mind and then make a. Y'all want that? Been playing, they say they new creek kind of money.
Ooh.
I want that shoot a white baby in street, go home, get some sleep kind of money.
Ooh.
America, we kind of ugly. Domino said that this shit could get wicked. You never know, I'm good where I go. I might be riding through the veins of your city.
Yes,
when I get on buying all of us Benzes, cop like 20 coupes, then recoup.
Yeah.
Money never made no sense,
what?
So I treat it like it don't exist.
What?
Money never made no sense,
huh?
So I treat it like it don't exist.
Nah.
Money never made no sense,
huh?
So I treat it like it don't exist.
You niggas lying to yourself,
lying to yourself. Hard on my sleeve, my nigga, but yours is in your wallet.
Yours is in your wallet.
I go to bank, commando, cause all I do deposit.
All I do deposit.
I be Tony Hawkin', all I'm doing grinding, all I'm doing grinding. I be Tony Hawkin', all I'm doing grinding. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying.
Your money fuck a bitch, that's all my niggas ever say. I probably fuck your bitch, that's all my niggas ever say. That's all my niggas ever say.
Gang.
And I
need four more chains.
And
I'm in the BM with my BM screaming money ain't a thing. I get tired of these niggas ride. They got nothing on the tank. Smoking on propane. Still putting in pain. Pack woods full of pressure. Niggas lying being extra. From homicides and detectives.
Why?
Where you could die for the lesser.
Why?
Still trapped in this war zone.
Still.
Trap house was a whore home.
Still.
Feed them good, then fuck them good. Blame it all on a hormone.
Still.
Know exactly what I'm on. Trap jumper like Sky Zone. Tell the people my eyes closed. Hiding up to see if God holds. Hold up, let me catch my breath. I've been smoking for my health. Smoking live on death. Now these niggas lying to themselves.
You niggas lying to yourself. Lying to yourself. Hard on my sleeve, my nigga, but yours is in your wallet.
Yours is in your wallet.
I go to bank, commando, cause all I do deposit.
All I do deposit.
I be Tony Hawkin', all I'm doing grinding. All I'm doing grinding. I be Tony Hawkin', all I'm doing grinding. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying.
Your money fucking bitch, that's all my niggas. Probably fuck your bitch. That's all my niggas ever say. No one above the clip. That's all my niggas ever say.
That's all my niggas ever say. That's my shit.
That's all my niggas ever say.
That nigga said, I finally fucked this bitch. That's all my niggas ever say. Hey, yo, that's my shit, bro. No cap. Backwoods TV, I in the motherfucking building. Chucky and Simi Sayonara, bro. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Look at that time, nigga. We OT, nigga. We in the overtime. Spark it, roll it up. Hey, yo. Chuck, that's my shit. You know how I feel about that song, bro. I was over here singing the shit the whole time.
Hey, yo, that's my shit, too. That motherfucking, it's this joint on there called, first of all, the whole shit fire, right? That's my shit. The shit up there called Moment of Clarity is crazy, and this other shit up
that's
there called Roller Return.
Yeah,
said,
that's the one with D.
Yeah, that Moment of Clarity shit, that shit is
oh,
that shit is
oh yeah, that's
different.
The one with D. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, we gonna keep this energy going. Hey, yo. The next person I'm about to bring out, because I got one last caller after that. I got a sweetheart. She in the building. I'm going to get her in and out of there. But with that good-ass food, absolutely.
Yeah.
I need a plate when I hit Jersey up. Hopefully she let me get a plate on the muscle. I hope you're listening, Xavier. I need that plate on the muscle.
AKA, you know what? I ain't even going to say her real name. I ain't even going to say it.
Hey, yo. I just need that plate, brother, man. I'm a whole fat ass. I'm a whole fat ass. And I'm going by that shit say Xavier's Grill, my nigga. So I'm going to need that whole grill with the plate. But anyway, yo, we going to jump into this next call, my next guest, yo. This man needs no fucking introduction, yo. He's been making moves all over the fucking web. He out here active. The energy this brother man brings to the show is just ridiculous, even to songs, yo. So with that said, my next guest, yo, call and state your name and where you from and what you do.
What's good, bro? It's your boy, Ruger the Shooter, man. I mean, you're busy from Bound Brook, but you know. Got a love for Plainfield, man. Shout out 6th Street, man. 600, man. Y'all niggas know what time it is.
Yes, sir. My guy,
Hey, yo, Ruger. Ruger, you had a 6S t-shirt?
You said what?
You had a 6S t-shirt?
Yeah.
you still got it?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I remember they had mad 6S t-shirts going around. Yo, that shit was hard.
Fendi fact.
Yes, sir, bro. Yo, shout out to Bound Brook, yo. They treated me good. Shout out to Torpedoes. That was my stomping ground. I was active in that bitch. I already know, man. Shout out to my boy Ruger the Shooter, yo. Thank you for tapping in with the show tonight, Ruger, my nigga. Hey, yo, I was hoping, yo, before I even get into your interview, yo, that shit you did to that beatbox, yo, I'm mad I ain't heard the whole song yet. I only got the little clip of it. That shit ridiculous.
Good looks, my boy. Good looks.
Hello? Yes, sir. You here, bro. So we're going to go ahead. We're on time, bro. We're going to go ahead and just jump into your interview. Chuck, I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor to ask your next few questions, and then I'm going to go ahead and ask him a question. We're going to jump into that Ruger the Shooter, and I got a few calls to get to.
The first question I want to ask is, do you got problems with anybody? Because you got Shooter in your name, and I don't want nobody to die.
Hey, yo, man, I don't got no more problems, man. They already gone, bro.
All right, cool. Shit. Saying, have a baby solved. Or something, man. Yeah, have a baby or something, man. Hey, yo, say, now I'm fucking with you. How many projects you got out?
Right now, man, I got a couple singles out, bro, all platforms, you feel me? I got an EP out right now, man. Go check it out. It's on all platforms. It's called Headshot. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram, Ruger_120. Everything on the link tree in my bio. It's lit, man. Turn me up.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
sir.
I got a lot of videos out, too, man. Go check out my YouTube channel, man. Ruger the Shooter, man. It's lit.
Ruger the motherfucking Shooter. I done lost my motherfucking
spot. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
yo.
Hey,
that boy been active, Chuck. I'm going to send you a bunch of his links, yo. He been active. Yo, he active, bro.
I was listening to some shit yesterday, but I ain't even about to get the line and talk about and act like I remember the name of the shit I was listening to. But I was listening to some shit yesterday, though.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned, man.
You definitely tough, bro. You got it, bro. I don't know how you slept through the cracks on my Facebook. But once I seen that motherfucking beatbox shit, I said, oh, hell no. I said, yo, I'm about to hit bro up. I didn't know he was coming like this. That shit was ridiculous, though. So, yo, Chuck, I'm going to let you jump into your second question. I got one for Ruger, and then I got some shit for y'all tonight. He came with some shit for y'all. Oh, I got something for y'all tonight, yo.
Hey, Ruger, besides yourself, right? Besides yourself, because you know yourself is your favorite. Who your favorite artist in the town?
Favorite artist, man. Anybody doing their thing, man. But I'm fucking with Nook, man. I'm fucking with Nook and Mike.
Ooh.
Oh, and I can't forget about Shots Brew neither. Shots doing his thing.
Yeah,
Hey, yo, shout out to my motherfucking, shout to my motherfucking cousin, blood cousin.
Yes, sir.
My
nigga,
God.
Small world. Small world.
Yep.
Small world.
Shout out to Shot, too, man.
Yeah, we need, y'all need to get bro up here. He got some fire, you heard?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, yo, Rugum, now, my question is for you. I'm going to make it short and sweet, bro, because you straight, yo. Honestly, Chuck taking all the good questions, so I'm going to have to wing it on another one. Chuck, yo, good questions, bro, but I'm going to have to wing it on this one. Yo, Ruger, my question for you is, with everything in the movement you got going on, what is your long-term goals as far as music, and what do you hope to accomplish? And I'm not even going to put a time frame on it, because the way you moving, yo, it could happen in the next couple months, the way you moving, because you active. But what do you hope to accomplish within that time frame, and how do you see yourself getting there?
Man, I'm going to keep putting out the, I mean, it's hard music. I'm saying, I'm getting a lot of good feedback. I'm meeting a lot of now people in good places, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just keep pushing, you feel me? And basically what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to get on so I can put my people on, you feel what I'm saying? I got a lot of homies that rap.
Yes.
We all hot. We all doing our thing right now, you feel what I'm saying? So I'm just, I'm saying, trying to get the team lit, you feel me? Everybody kids eat, you know what's going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My man Ruger in the building, Bagwell Stevie. Callers, do not hang up. I got a few calls. We about to start taking calls after Ruger. You already know the vibe. I'm going to actually have one of the calls tap in and tell us what they think about all the guests that's been on the show. And shout-outs to all my guests that came through. A big shout-out to my co-host, Chucky. Yo, Plainfield, we got this, yo. It's time to start this healing process. Just look at me as the ambulance. I'm here to take everybody to the hospital. We about to start this process and heal up. enough of the bullshit. No cap. We about to come together. No disrespect to New York. Jersey, we coming. I said at the beginning of this year, we out here. Yes, sir. Hey, that's what I'm about to get a shirt made with that shit on there. Semi paramedic. And then on the back it's gonna say you can't bite passion. And I'm gonna say it like that. You can't bite passion. Some of us got it, we love it, and some of us just do it for other reasons. But that's for a whole nother show we gonna tap into. But Ruger, yo, my guy, yo, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out and tell the people where they can find your music and, you know, how they can tap in with what you got going on. And I got one last question for you to end this segment. Yo, thank you for tapping in with us, though, bro. And I really appreciate it. And you've been active all week in my inbox, tapping in with me. I ain't had to reach out to you more than twice this whole time. Yo, you family on the show. Like I told the other artists as well, if you have any projects dropping, you're more than welcome to bring them down. I'm going to start trying to bring my boy Chuck E through the co-host with me a little more, because this is what we need. We're trying to unite the city and the town and the whole state. So I want to thank you first and foremost. But good, the floor is yours. You can go ahead and shout your social media out, and I got one more question for you.
I bet, man. On Instagram, it's Ruger_120. That's RUGA_120. And on Facebook, you feel me, it's RUGA. DASHOOTA. That's all together, you heard. You can find my music on all platforms. I'm saying, if you follow me on the gram, you can just go click on my bio. It's gonna pop up my Linktree videos, all types of shit, man. Just tune in, man. We lit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ruger, yo, my guy, bro. I got a collab I'm sending your way too. You knew that was coming by the end of the segment. I got a collab coming your way. I got an EP I'm working on. I'm definitely about to shoot you some shit to the email, bro. We about to work. Chuck, you already know my motto. When I say I'm going to work, nigga, it's back to work all year round. So
back
my last
work.
Question to you, bro, is do you know what this is?
gang. Pick that gun up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's that. Pick that gun up, man. That's that work right there.
Hey, yeah. I had this in the headphones at work yesterday. This is my shit. I was hoping my producer played this show. This is my shit. Chuck, Catman, this is that shit. Yo, this is that work, bro.
Let's get it.
Oh, I'm going to know all this. I'm going to know all this.
Gang. Pick that gun up, nigga. Ruger the fucking shooter, yeah. Nigga. Ayy. Ruger, nigga. Hey. Long live one way, nigga. Hey. Niggas know what the fuck going on, man.
Yeah.
Pick that gun up, nigga.
Pick it up, nigga.
Ayy. Pick that gun up, nigga.
It's time to slide, yeah. Motherfucker.
Look. Ayy. Look. Pick that gun up, it's time to catch a body.
Catch a body.
Bitch, they one up, no time for moving,
no
sloppy.
Time for moving sloppy.
Pick that mask up, you driving Ryan Shotty. Niggas know that I ain't spot him, but if I see him, then I got him.
I got him.
Pick that gun up, it's time to catch a body. Bitch, they one up, no time for moving sloppy. Pick that mask up, you driving Ryan Shotty. Niggas know that
nigga.
I ain't spot him, but if I see him, then I got him.
Ayy,
ayy. Nigga, why you acting
slow? Why you acting slow, nigga?
What you scared, boy? I thought you was on go.
You was on go,
now
nigga.
You weird, boy, you acting like
you
a hoe.
Like
this
hoe.
Right, Keisha told me they be right here by the store.
Yeah.
Ayy,
yeah.
Here they go, now let's get up on their ass. I'm out the car, everybody moving, fast.
Moving fast.
They tried to run, but they ran out of gas. Now I'm standing over bodies, watch me let this nigga blast.
Ayy,
now I'm out, now I'm looking for
bitch,
my
looking
homie
for my brody.
This nigga slid with the car, now
this
I'm lonely. That boy a op, when I catch him, I'ma smoke him. But right now I'm out of bounds, so I gotta keep it going.
Keep it going.
Hit the gate, now I'm running out of
breath.
Bust a right, after that I bust a
bitch,
left.
I bust a left.
I get home, now I'm plotting on the next. Niggas know that I get busy and I'm shooting for the set.
Ayy,
pick that gun up, it's time to catch
it's
a body.
Catch a body, nigga.
They one up, no time for moving,
no
sloppy.
For moving sloppy.
Pick that mask up, you driving Ryan Shotty. Niggas know that I ain't spot him, but if I see him, then I got him.
Ayy,
pick that gun up, it's time to catch a body.
Catch a body.
Bitch, they one up, no time for
ain't
moving
no
sloppy.
Moving sloppy, nigga.
Pick that mask up, you driving Ryan Shotty. Niggas
Shotty.
Know that I ain't spot him, but if I see him, then
ayy.
I got him.
Ayy,
this is crib, bro, you sure that he ain't on? When he come in, bitch, that boy won't be alone. When
nigga.
He walk in, I'ma put it to his dome. Let that nigga try to reach, he gon' die for moving wrong.
Ayy.
Now I'm sneaking to the back with a strap. Someone see me, now they yelling, who is that? Pass the Mac.
Hey,
I start blinking, he get with me,
boom.
Now this mark, blinking back.
Yeah.
I get busy, he get dizzy, hit his heart in his hat.
Sure.
See him fall, then I kick him in his jaw. When his ass get the car, I get low. My little brody do the dash. My little homie got the wheel, he is sharp, he get last.
Nigga,
if them
sharp.
People get behind me, he get low, kicking ass.
Yeah.
If I ever go to jail, nigga. Still won't get a pass.
Get
if
a
I
pass.
Catch you on that walk, bitch, I'm still beating
I'm still
ass.
Beating
trying to
ass.
Get your GED, I'ma run up in
I'm
your class.
Up in
we
your
gon'
class,
kill you,
nigga.
Little nigga. Then gon' diss you when you pass.
On
hey,
the gang, nigga.
Yeah, buddy. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, yo. I had a reason why I saved for the end of the show, Chuck. I had a reason I saved Google.
Hey yo, that nigga is spooky. Let me tell you, right. That nigga said. They ran out of gas. Do you know how scary that is to be getting chased by a nigga with the slammer and run out of gas? Oh, my God. That's some spooky-ass shit. Yo, that's spooky as hell.
Ruger, yo. I told you, bro. I had to save my bro for the end of the show, yo. I knew what I was doing, bro. His energy is crazy. Yo, you got to hear that fucking beatbox shit he did, my nigga. That shit is crazy. That nigga went the fuck off on it, and it was only like a 30-second clip. So, we going to keep this energy going, yo, Backwoods TV. Shout-out to my boy Chucky in the building. Shout-out to my boy Fly Guys behind the 1-2s. Yo, unfortunately, one of my guests, Xavier, she was not able to make it, but a big shout-out to her. She tapped in. I guess she had something a little more important to do at the moment, so... A big up to my home girl for coming through. She definitely got a nice-ass restaurant, Xavier's Grill. If y'all in Plainfield or in Newark, tap in with her and check in with her. I'm still going to promote her business because we in here and we lit like that. And Chuck, we some fat asses, my nigga, so you know what her food hitting for.
Hey, yo, I'm fat in the motherfucking – I remember you asked – I think it was Jugger Man. You asked him – I'm so fat. You ask Jigga Man where you see himself in the next 3 years, right?
While you asked him that, yep. I'm sitting up here talking to myself, answering the question for myself, like, damn, I want to be somewhere eating something good in the motherfucker in the next 3 years.
Hey, yo, I got one more, yo. But in exchange, because she wasn't able to make it tonight, I still got one incredible guest, my last guest before I jump into the final call of the night. Is a personal friend of mine. I grew up with him. He's been a family friend of mine since day one. He has a nice-ass YouTube blog, family man, very motivated, has his own business. We got a few minutes. We got 10 more minutes left of this show. I'm going to go ahead and give him 5 of that. We about to tap in with him. Call us, state your name and where you from and what you do.
Yeah, what up, baby? This we in the building. My kids want to talk since it's a free thing, supporting Plainfield, all that good stuff. Everybody want to talk. Say what's up. You got something to say?
We're shaking, everybody.
Roy Mars,
hey.
What up?
Yes, sir. Young King, I hear you. That's what we talk about.
Yeah,
that's
you ain't got one. You got everybody. You got the wife. You got the kids. You got everybody, man.
Blessings, bro. Blessings to you. And like I said, personal family, friend of mine, cool dude, yo, wonderful father, wonderful husband, stand-up dude, yo. The floor is yours, yo. You got 5 minutes, bro. I'm going to let you talk your shit. Tell the people what you got going on. You know, blessings to the family. Once again, yo. Rick, the floor is yours, my guy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And I ain't good at this. Now, I mean, I got, like I said, I got the kids. We just on here talking our mess. Now, I mean, we got a song for our YouTube channel, The Royal Mars Brothers by Moore Jones. I was hoping you would have had it. Maybe didn't catch it, whatever. But we got the whole song for the channel. We got about 32 videos. It's been 5 months. We looking forward to bring a lot more to YouTube. For the fam, just to show people that black fathers out doing their thing, still involved with their kids. I mean, it's all love. We're supporting everybody that support us, and it is what it is, man. I'm here. What up?
Yes, sir. Yo, Chuck, you a family man, bro. I know how you feel about family. How you feel about that, bro? He done brought the whole fam on.
Hey, yo. That's got to be the hardest thing of the night.
Man, I'm learning something every day, man. Every day I'm learning something, bro.
Yo, you got to, yo. If you ain't learning something every day, you're about to be dead.
Absolutely.
That shit fun as hell.
Absolutely. It's hard, but it's fun at the same time. And it's a little expensive. But the best thing about it, they got a saying out there. It's like they say, having somewhere to go is home. Having someone to love is family, but both is a blessing. Now, I mean, I look forward to all
Definitely.
The good stuff that we got going on. Man. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Amen, bro. Like, and this is what we about on here. Like, I've had shows with father, son, chef combination. I've had a 16-year-old rap prodigy. I was able to bring a personal friend of Rick's, my cousin Nicole. I was able to bring my nephew on there, mm-hmm. her son. He has his first song dropping on iTunes. I was able to bring him on here. This is beautiful. This is what this show is about. And to be able to bring you on here, I definitely tap in with the show, and I definitely tap in with what you got going on. The YouTube channel is amazing, and you know it promotes family life, and that's something we need a lot more of. We need a lot more family life. So
it's not enough out there.
You and your wife on
that,
bro.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of people not seeing that father in them lives, man, supporting everybody, man. You got to see that father. You got to see that father there, man. Nothing better than that. Nothing.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo. And it's, like I said, I definitely, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning. I'm big. I get up in the morning on Facebook, and, you know, the first thing I see is a post of yours, something motivational. I'm always learning from through your post and, you know, constantly trying to apply it to my personal life and what I got going on. So, yo, big up to you on that, because you realize the impact you having on people with just taking the time out your day to just say positive words or, you know, more or less coming through this show, because this what this show was for. It was about playing field. You know, we hurting
absolutely
right now. And
absolutely.
We, you know, this ain't, Rick, this ain't the city we grew up in, bro. Like, this ain't the
nah,
city Haven days we grew up in.
Absolutely. Like I said, like anybody that came across my life, man, play a part in my life. Now, I mean, whether it's for the day, for forever, for eternity, whatever. Anybody I came across, man, good or bad, I apply everything to my life, and that's what I bring to the table all the time, man.
That's smart as hell.
Yes, sir. You know what? And, you know, like I said, man, we need more of that. We need more of this energy. I'm going to start trying to, you know, do a little more of this as far as focusing a little bit more on the town and trying to do things for the town and, you know, get people behind. For the people that's listening now, I had a guest I was trying to get to come through. Unfortunately, blessings to him. You know, he reached out to me. He wasn't able to make the show. I was trying to get Mr. Reggie Noble, Redman himself, to stop through. Personal friend of my family's. Unfortunately, that gentleman was busy, so, you know. But the energy y'all brought to the show, yo, and energy that you brought at the end of this show, Rick, honestly, is a God-given blessing, and I definitely would like to bring you back to the show so we could tap more in on it, and I could possibly interview the little ones, too, and, you know, get their take on what they got going on, because they young kings and queens as well. So we want to get the ones involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. Maybe next. I feel cheated right now. I'm just telling. I feel cheated. I wanted to record this and make a little video with it. Now, I mean, let us know, like, our first video. But next time we're gonna be more prepared. We're gonna get this thing together, baby.
Don't worry about it. I got the link to this show, brother man. I got the link to this show. You gonna get a personal copy of this link. You always going to have this in your itinerary to be able to say you did this. It's not about what time you did it. It's the fact that you came through and you delivered and you did it. And, you know, like I said, we had a very busy show today. I appreciate the patience and you waiting this whole time. Like I said, we definitely going to bring you back to the show. That way you can record it and be like, nah, my first real, real show. We're going to tap in with the whole family. Shout outs to bro, Rick, and, you know, his family, his missus, his queen, everybody that's holding it down, everybody that tapped in. Rick, I am going to have to let you go. I got one last caller, bro. I'm going to tap in with your inbox. I got your number. I'm still setting up guests. I don't have any business guests for next week's show. I would definitely, if you're interested, I would definitely like to have you on next week's show as my business guest and have you be able to promote it and have a little more time on it.
Let me know. Hit me up. Stay in touch. And I'm down for it. Now, I'm going to talk. Let me talk to the wife first. Is that all right with you, baby? That's all right? She said it's all right. I got to go now, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out one time before we get out of here. I got one last call.
No, I'm giving it to the wife. I'm giving it to the wife. Huh? Come on. What is it? I don't remember. What is it?
Everything is the Royal Mars Brothers. Mars like the planet. So YouTube is YouTube/C/ the Royal Mars Brothers. Instagram, the Royal Mars Brothers. That's what we have right now, but check us out on those.
There you go.
There you go. And that's from the queen herself. Yo, y'all make sure y'all tap in. Yo, Rick, queen, young kings, young queens, thank y'all for tapping in tonight. Rick, I'm in your inbox first thing in the morning to set up a spot for next week. We in there. Yeah.
Say bye.
And I'm going to send you the link. I'm gonna definitely. Oh, bye, King. Bye-bye, family.
There you go. Know that.
I got a link. I'm going to send you the link for this show, Rick, so you can have this to tap in with.
I bet. But I'm going to see if we can do something with it. If not, we can do it next time, man.
Yes, sir, bro. Yo, God bless
you. I see what you're doing. Congratulations on the baby to come and all that good stuff. And I hope you get that ring you was talking about for the fiance. Now, man. Yeah,
it's coming, brother. Man. It's coming.
No games, baby. No games.
Oh, man, shit here. Hey, yo. We got one last caller. Yo, shout outs to my boy Rick. Yo, Chuck. Shout outs to Rick, bro. He came through and delivered. We bringing Rick back
for
next week's show.
Will you bring him back? I got one request for when you bring him back.
What's that?
I got one request for when you bring him back. if you interview the kids, right, I want the first question to be, what don't you like about your daddy?
How about I bring you back for the co-host with me, brother?
All right, say no more. Hey,
we got time to practice that. It's going down.
I'm going to bring you back to co-host. Y'all heard it. Stuck me in the building next week again. Y'all heard it. Hey, yo, we got one last caller, yo. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
Yo, what's going on with the Semi Man King Piss Money, BKA, AKA Mr. Seattle?
Mr. West Coast.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I'm about to let you tap in with what my, this is one of the radio hosts on his network. I'm going to get a floor to him as the closing segment. I'm going to let Flock take us out with one of that good old semi-bangers. You already know, Flock, pick and choose your poison. Yo, go ahead and talk to him, Kush. Tell Chuck what you do and how you tap in with what you got going on.
Man, real talk, man. Kingfish Money, what I do every Wednesday night right here on Florida Record Radio, we got the control room where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists globally from all over the world. Last night was dope. It was epic, man. I had a queen of Compton in the building, man. She showed out. You know, she got some music. Y'all tap in with her, man, out there in Compton, California. She's going up. So make sure y'all stay tuned in with your boy, Kingfish Money, right here on Florida Record Radio, the control room. Let's get it.
Yo, Kush.
Backwoods TV,
yes,
Florida Record Radio. Shout out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yo, Kush, my last question to you before we get out of here, brother man, is, yo, what do you think of the artist that came on? More importantly, I want, what do you think of my co-host, Chuck, the energy that he brings?
First off, the artist, man, I think they definitely got that freestyle, man. He definitely had, you know, something to say, man. You know, that was definitely MCing. You know what I mean? That's morally, you know, what the game is missing. And as far as your co-host, man, I think he's, man, you know, you guys definitely shared the same energy. And the show was epic, man. It was definitely a blazing hot show. Y'all did a wonderful job tonight. And, man, I'm just here to let y'all know, man, keep doing y'all thing. If that's, you know, I'm sure it's not going to be the last time that y'all do it. So, and, you know, y'all compliment
absolutely
each
not
other. Yeah. So,
absolutely
most definitely, man,
not
y'all doing y'all thing. And I enjoyed, you know, being in tune. Even me and Fly Gaza, you know what I'm saying? We spoke on it. So, y'all doing y'all thing, man. Salute.
Yo, salute. Yo, Chuck, make sure you tap in with Kush Money. I'm going to link y'all. So that you can get familiar with my family over here at For the Record Radio. He does his own show. The control room is where I started. I started on it in the control room, and I ended up on Fly Guys' show, and then here I am with my own shit. Like, so tap in with him. Definitely send and get other artists you know his way. He's a humble dude, cool as hell, yo. He gave me my first shot at it. Shout out to Kush Money because he definitely did give me my first shot at getting my music radio. Shout out to Relly Rock for introducing us, and you already know the shit. So I want to thank everybody for tapping in with Backwoods TV tonight. I want to give a big shout out to my co-host Chuck East. It won't be the first or the last time. I also want to give a shout out to the guests, all the guests that tapped in. Yo, I appreciate all the love. We trying to do something special for Plainfield, and I just want to see my city strong again. I appreciate Fly Geyser for supporting my vision of what I'm doing and standing by me on this For the Record and Backwoods TV. 80 Degrees, you already know what it is. We're going to get you next week to drop some shit on the, at the end of the show. You already know what time it is. But I'm going to let my boy Chuck E go ahead and say the closing segment to this, and we're going to end this with a song.
All right, everybody bow their heads and shit. We're going to fake pray, and we just going to pray that none of y'all have to doo-doo at the wrong time. We're going to also pray that your rice ain't overcooked or undercooked, and we're going to also pray that we're just going to pray for good shit, man. I don't know. You just going to hit me with the closing arguments. I ain't know what to say, silly. I ain't had no – I thought niggas usually have shit down for the notepad or something. a notepad or something. I
ain't
hey,
no notepad. Bro, I don't got to have your script and shit, nigga. You said it exactly how I wanted to say it. So prayers for Plainfield and big ups to the city. Chucky, I'll see you next week for the next show, bro. We in this bitch. We locked in. Hey, yo, we made us, my nigga. We in this bitch. Hey, yo, Flock Guys, you already know how we do. How can I picture me losing when all we doing is winning over here? Let me go ahead and get that. Good night to everybody. Shout out to Chucky.
All right. Have a great night.
Supposed to be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made up since the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these supposed to be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we made up since the gang, niggas can't fuck with the movement.
Niggas want beef, we too raw. Speak on my name, get your crew off. Shoot out broad day, then cruise off. Slept on the nigga, got snoozed off. On the block, posted up, we be thuggin'. I don't shoot, I just pass to the youngin'. Off the pills, he geekin', he clutchin'. Me muggin', he ain't goin' for nothing. I'm one of a kind, I'm not like them guys. Play with me and you gon' die. Yellow tape is homicide. We catch him, we stretch him, we leave him. Woody locked for 4 seasons. Niggas bustin' last weekend. The winner to get back season. New year's a new meaning. And I stopped sippin' on lean, don't pour codeine no more. Niggas be living off bitches, but a honcho don't need no whore. I just wanna live my life, see some shit I ain't seen before. R.P. the Woodies ain't Christian Dior. Blood on my kicks, red bottom of the floor.
How can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we made us as the gang, and niggas can't fuck with the movement.
These people be talking, y'all haters keep snoozing. I'm at that house with a hammer, that's home improvement. As far as my mind, I think I'ma lose it. Give to me the best, it's time I'ma prove I'm fucking with G's, chillin' with stars, stabbing the back, pumping the car, still on the grind. Yes, I'ma shine, pay him no mind, I fuck him tomorrow. Alpha that nigga, I'm fucking with G's, chillin' with C's and chillin' with B's. None of you niggas is fucking with me, if you cold, I'm 100 degrees. Y'all hate, I be silent, my pistol got mileage. I keep me a cannon, I dare you start wildin'. We the best out Jersey, I'm keeping it honest. Leave them wet in the dirt, now the niggas are island. Chasing the money, I get to the bank. Run up, I'm popping the tag. Michael Myers witty, when I creep, I come with the mask. Bullets, they pop out the mag. You running like Flash, you niggas is diapers. Your records is ass.
Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking, and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving.
Damn.
And we made us the gang, niggas can't fuck with the movement.
Back in this bitch with another one. You know my niggas don't take L, so we left out this bitch with another one. Fuck approval, I know that I'm number one. And who really fucking with me? Whole city say I'm up next, tell me who really fucking with me. Was late for this shit, it ain't nothing to me. So many ways that I come on that beat, I be switching it up, you don't know if it's me. One thing for certain, you know that it's heat. One time that I put out some shit that was weak. This ain't for the strong nigga, not for the weak. Real shit, I ain't sleep in a week. Been
in the lab with a pen and a pen, making hit after hit while I've been on the street. Straight through the roof, what the fuck is the peak? You ain't talking about money, then no, we can't speak. These niggas know I'm the man, I don't give a damn if they fuckin' with me on my team. These bitches know I'm the man, they all wanna fuck with the boy when I'm up on the scene. Keeping it real, they won't fuckin' with me. Back when I was the shit, now I'm up on their scene. But look at me now, I know I'm the shit, nigga, look at me now. They lookin' like how, say nothing to something, they lookin' like how. I married again, I told her I love her, I settled my vows. Now they screaming my name, everywhere that I go, they be screaming and smell. Gotta stay with the gang, they be right by my side when I step out the house. We don't fuck with no lame, nigga, we made, that's who be screaming and loud. Know I'm black and I'm proud, I'm a young black king and I'm black and I'm proud. Smoking black in the mouth, rolling gas up and I'm finna roll out. Let's go.